This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia said Sunday its missile barrage on a Ukrainian port central to a landmark grain export deal had destroyed Western-supplied weapons after the attack sparked an outcry from Ukraine's allies. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was embarking on a tour of several countries in Africa, and on his first stop in Egypt, sought to reassure his Cairo counterpart that Russian grain supplies would continue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced Saturday's strike on the Odessa port as, quote, Russian barbarism, coming just a day after the warring sides struck a deal to release exports from the facility. Turkey helped broker the accord and said immediately after the double cruise missile hits that it had received assurances from Moscow that Russian forces were not responsible. But Russia's defense ministry rolled back that denial Sunday, saying the strikes had destroyed a Ukrainian military vessel and arms delivered by Washington. The strikes have cast a shadow over the milestone export accord, something that was hammered out over months of negotiations and signed in Istanbul to relieve a global food crisis. Three people died in a shooting at a university graduation ceremony in the Philippines' capital region on Sunday, including a former mayor from the volatile south of the country, police said. The local police chief said the shooting appeared to have been an assassination of the former mayor of the southern city. The suspect, wounded in a shootout with a campus security officer and arrested after a car chase, was in custody and being interrogated, the chief told reporters. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has landed in Canada, beginning a fraught visit to apologize to Indigenous peoples for abuses by missionaries at residential schools. The trip is a key step in the Catholic Church's efforts to reconcile with Indigenous communities and help them heal from generations of trauma. Francis flew from Rome to Edmonton, Alberta, where his welcoming party included Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. On Monday, the Pope is meeting with school survivors and expected to deliver an apology. Indigenous groups are seeking more, though, including access to church archives to learn the fate of the children who never returned home. Sri Lanka's new president told diplomats this week that nonviolent protests against his government will be allowed to continue, including in the commercial capital, Colombo, his office said in a statement on Sunday. In a pre-dawn raid on Friday, hundreds of security personnel dismantled part of an anti-government protest camp outside the presidential secretariat, raising fears of a wider crackdown by the man who was sworn in a day earlier. There's one thing that U.S. voters can agree on this year, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
In a vastly divided nation, there's a shared desire amongst Democrats and Republicans for a new generation of political leadership. Polling from AP NORC in recent months shows a deepening pessimism amongst members of 79-year-old President Joe Biden's own Democratic Party, mainly on the direction of the country and the state of the economy. Republicans are contending with 76-year-old former President Donald Trump still pushing debunked fraud claims from the 2020 elections. An AP NORC poll in June found that 48% of U.S. adults say Trump should be charged with a crime for his role in the siege of the U.S. Capitol. Biden says he'll run for re-election, but should he decide to step aside, a host of younger Democrats could be in contention. For Republicans, the most pressing debate often seems to focus less on age and more on whether the party should move on from Trump. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Recapping our top story, Russia said Sunday its missile barrage on a Ukrainian port central to a landmark grain export deal had destroyed Western-supplied weapons after the attack sparked an outcry from Ukraine's allies. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was embarking on a tour of several countries in Africa, and on his first stop in Egypt sought to reassure his Cairo counterpart that Russian grain supplies would continue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced Saturday's strike on the Odessa port. It came just one day after the warring sides struck the deal to release exports from the facility. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.